This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A British government minister says that a new national lockdown in England may have to last longer than the planned 4 weeks if coronavirus infection rates do not fall quickly enough. The lockdown is due to run from Thursday until December 2nd. The Prime Minister Boris Johnson says it is needed to stop hospitals from becoming overwhelmed by COVID-19 patients within a matter of weeks. Cabinet Minister Michael Gove said Sunday that with a virus this malignant and with its capacity to move so quickly, it would be foolish to predict with absolute certainty what will happen in 4 weeks' time. Under the new restrictions, bars and restaurants can only offer takeout. Non-essential shops must close, and people will only be able to leave home for a short list of reasons, including exercise. Other venues that must close include bowling alleys, gyms, pools, golf courses, driving ranges, and more. Spain's prime minister on Saturday condemned a series of violent protests in cities across the country against restrictions imposed to curb the surge of COVID-19 after a six-month state of emergency came into effect this week. Riot police shot blank bullets trying to disperse scores of protesters who were setting fire to rubbish bins in Madrid's main thoroughfare. Meanwhile, demonstrators pelted police with rocks and other projectiles in Barcelona in a second straight night of disturbances in Spain's second largest city. In a northern Spanish city, about 100 people attacked police with stones, set fires to containers, and looted shops. And riot police were drafted to quell disturbances in other areas as well. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez tweeted, "Only from responsibility, unity, and sacrifice will we be able to defeat the pandemic." This is VOA News. Super Typhoon Goni brought intense rains and caused heavy flooding in several provinces in the southern part of the Philippines' main island of Luzon on Sunday. A video shared with Reuters shows a river with strong currents overflowing its broken concrete embankment. Goni is the world's strongest storm so far this year, with winds reaching up to 225 kilometers per hour and gusts of up to 310 kilometers per hour as it continues across the main island. Between 19 million and 31 million people could be affected, according to disaster management agencies. Goni is among the strongest typhoons to hit the Philippines since Haiyan, which killed more than 6,300 people in 2013. It follows Typhoon Malawi, which hit the Philippines last month, killing 22 people, mostly through drowning in provinces south of Manila. The presidential candidates in the U.S. and their running mates will continue to try and mobilize voters in battleground states the rest of this weekend. AB correspondent Ben Thomas reports on Saturday's events.
Senator Kamala Harris is in Florida.
Well, hello, North Carolina.
That's Vice President Mike Pence, while President Trump is holding four rallies across Pennsylvania.
3 days from now, this is the state that will save the American dream.
Joe Biden is my brother.
Former President Barack Obama is adding his voice.
And he will be a great president.
It's great to be with the president again.
Accompanying former Vice President Joe Biden in Michigan.
It reminds me of what we can be when you have a president of character.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A Greek Orthodox priest is still fighting for his life after being shot twice in the abdomen Saturday while he was closing his church in the French city of Lyon. The attacker was alone and fired from a hunting rifle. Police cordoned off the largely residential neighborhood around the church and detained one person who resembled descriptions of the gunman, but was unarmed at the time of his arrest, the Lyon prosecutor said in a statement. Generations of fans are paying tribute to Scottish actor Sean Connery, who died at the age of 90 Saturday. Born August 25, 1930, Connery shot to international stardom for his sexy charm as James Bond, but it was his later roles that won him acclaim for his acting. Described as the sexiest man alive by People magazine in 1989, the Scottish actor was knighted by Queen Elizabeth in 2000, 2 years after he was reportedly denied the honor because of his ardent Scottish nationalism. More at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.